Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art. The Cotton Museum of Memphis is, I think, one of our city's sort of hidden treasures, although it's not particularly hidden right there on the corner of Front and Union, but they've got some wonderful things there. It's in the original Cotton Exchange building, and if you haven't been down there, you certainly should, and you certainly should go next week because of this incredible new show that is going to be up called Faulkner's World, the photographs of Martin J. Dane, and it's I went down there yesterday afternoon, and I got to see the photos in this exhibition, and it's just really amazing stuff. Melissa Ferris is Special Exhibitions Curator for the Cotton Museum. Tommy Wilson is an intern, and they have both joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
Thank you. Melissa, tell us about this this amazing exhibition. It's just incredible stuff.
Well, the Center for the Study of Southern Culture has curated it and produced the show, and we're very lucky to have it here in Memphis. Martin Dane's photography is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The photographs are not only beautifully composed and executed, the content of these photos is so poignant and powerful. The show is called Faulkner's World, and it mm-hmm. is very revealing of the world that inspired many of his greatest novels. They really shed a lot of light on the historic and social context in Oxford. They call into sharp relief the social and class disparity that also informs this work and that we still struggle with today.
Very much so. These were all taken in the last couple of years of Faulkner's life, in 61 and 62, and it's kind of amazing to see not only how much things have changed, but how much things have stayed almost the same in that area.
Yeah, in particular, Oxford, it's frozen in time in
a
way.
Yeah.
At our opening event on Thursday, mm-hmm. Dr. Jennifer Ford is coming up from Mississippi. She is the special collections head at the J.D.W. Williams Library. Mm-hmm. She manages the Faulkner Collection, so she's going to do a little bit more to kind of set the stage for our viewers at the opening night celebration. She's very knowledgeable, and she's going to speak to Faulkner's life and times, and she also knows just a ton about Martin J. Dane, mm-hmm. so she'll be talking about his life and his interest in Faulkner as well.
Tommy, tell us about a little bit of the history of these photographs. How did this come about?
Well, Martin J. Dane really was kind of had this animosity with Faulkner. Faulkner didn't like him. He was an intensely private man.
Right.
And in 1947, famous photographer Henri Cartier-Bresson was sent down to photograph him. And Vogue wanted to send him back in 1961, 1962, and Faulkner wouldn't hear of it. So Dane goes to Oxford, and he's actually going down there to shoot the different classes and the different things in Oxford. He wasn't particularly focused on Faulkner, but through a mutual friend, he got to meet Faulkner. And at first, Faulkner kind of hated him. And there's photographs that are in the catalog we have in the gift shop, but not in the exhibition, of Faulkner actually holding his equipment bag by the end of it. So they actually became pretty good friends towards the end. And then after Faulkner passed away, he shot all the different scenes, his funeral and everything, and then continued shooting down in Lafayette County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful set of pictures, and you know it is very powerful, and it is definitely Faulkner's world, because I think that it shows that Faulkner is relevant today, because this, you know, of course, is a revival of a show from 1997 to travel the country, not so much in the South, but to have federal support and everything else, it's an amazing show, and Dane's photographs are just amazing.
yeah, they really are. Martin J. Dane was a fairly prominent photographer in New York, did work for several firms there as a professional photographer, and I think that shows in these photos. They're beautiful photos, and they're large format photos. What would his equipment and process have been at that time in 61 and 62?
Well, it would have been a very somewhat arduous process. I mean, we can't be exactly sure which camera Dane used. He used both a 35mm and a 4x5 large format.
Mm-hmm.
If you are curious what a 4x5 large format looks like, look at any movie from, say, the 1950s to the 1960s or 70s with the men holding the big box cameras with the giant flashes. Those are called press cameras. He used one of those. Not a lot of processing labs in Northeast Mississippi
I wouldn't think, no.
So probably much like photographers before him, he was shooting and sending off and then getting back. Or he may have built his own darkroom, but we don't really have the notes to know at the moment.
We're talking about Faulkner's World. It is a new exhibition of incredible photographs by Martin J. Dane at the Cotton Museum of Memphis at Front and Union. And there is an opening reception, we want to mention, next Thursday, the 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a mint julep reception, which is, of course, appropriate for Faulkner. So many of these things, I just stare at these photographs. The photograph of the old man with the little puppy, and the photographs of the two gentlemen actually digging Faulkner's grave, and the prisoners plowing with mules at Parchman Farm. They're just spellbinding.
Dane was an excellent portrait photographer. He really captures the people's spirit, or the spirit of each person that he photographs. And his photographs also have these wonderful, quiet little moments, little surprises the longer you look at them. For example, there's one where a traveling salesman is speaking to a woman who's a sharecropper in her in this very rough-looking cabin that she lives in. And so he's standing there talking to her, and you notice the difference in their clothing and their attitudes and the way they carry themselves, and then her home. And there's a mirror hanging on the wall, and you can also catch this little glimpse of his face as he's writing on a notepad. And it's wonderful. You can really look at them for a long time. And, of course, at the opening event, you'll also be able to enjoy a nice cocktail.
There you go.
Mint juleps were Faulkner's favorite. And I read recently that he once said, distillation is the beginning of civilization. I hope I haven't misquoted that.
So it certainly sounds like something he would have said. Well, it's an amazing exhibition. And one of the things that struck me about it, of course, is that Faulkner famously did not like to have his picture taken, as Tommy said. And I don't think any of the pictures of Faulkner, and there are not very many, I don't think any of them he's actually looking toward the camera. He's looking somewhere else every time.
Right. I'm also struck, so in these photos, you're still looking at a highly segregated South.
Oh, yeah.
And you notice a lot of differences in the way people are dressed and how that indicates their class and what they must have done for a living and how hard their lives were or easy. And Faulkner really stands out as breaking through those molds. We have this beautiful photo of him working in his barn, and his suit is just in tatters.
Yeah.
And I like knowing that about him, that he wasn't pretentious. I think everybody's going to really be moved by this exhibit. I was surprised and awed by it.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous stuff. Big photographs. I think there's like 30 in the show, and it's really you need to go down and see it. It opens next Thursday. Opening reception 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cotton Museum.
Oh yes, and I need to give a shout out to our sponsor, the Bank of Fayette County Trust Department has helped us put the event together. We're so happy and thankful.
Very nice. Go see these things, folks. It's an amazing thing to see. And there will be the booksellers at Laurelwood will be there with some of the actual catalogs and also some of Faulkner's books, too.
Indeed.
All right. It's going to be a fun time. It's at the Cotton Museum next Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Faulkner's World, amazing photographs by Martin J. Dane. How long is this exhibition up?
Through June 28th. There's a slight chance we might get to keep it a little longer. I really hope we do. But it'll be traveling to a new location after that, and we are working on scheduling that pickup.
So. All right. Well, it's great-looking stuff. For more information, it's cottonmuseum.org. Is that right?
Memphis Cotton Museum.org.
And you can get all the information there. My guests today, Melissa Ferris and Tommy Wilson, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Memphis College of Art, presenting the exhibition Best in Class 2014-2015 in the Rust Hall Main Gallery through July 11th, with opening reception on Friday, May 22nd, oh, that's tonight, from 6 to 8 p.m. Additional information available at mca.edu. Memphis College of Art, they make art work.